Okay, everybody, let's get started without Dr. David. He'll wander in a few minutes. As part of your journal exercise, you were asked to draw a picture of your fear and give it a name. Do you remember the name you gave it? There is a really powerful reason to draw your fear and give it a name. Doing this helps you think differently about your fear. Instead of seeing your fear as being inside you, see it as something that comes and bothers you from the outside, like an insect that keeps bugging you. One time, I had a moth fly into my ear and get stuck way down inside my eardrum.
Out.
Yeah, it kept flapping its wings and buzzing. It didn't hurt, really, but it did kind of freak me out because I didn't know what it would do next. And, you know, I'm shaking my head trying to get the thing out, and people looking at me must have thought I was nuts.
I would have thought, yeah.
Now, if you picture your fear going inside your head like that moth did inside mine, then you'll have an easier time fighting it off. Now, I was acting weird because something from outside of me was now inside my head and bugging me. In the same way, you act weird sometimes because a thing called anxiety comes into your head and buzzes around, making you feel anxious and fearful. Now, anxiety is not you. It's something that gets into your head and bugs you. If you see it that way, it can really help.
Wow, that's a really cool way to see anxiety. Every time from now on when I feel my anxiety, I'll think of that moth inside your head.
Well, now, that's good, but I also want you to see it as your bug flying into your head. See it as your bug, or however you want to see it, coming and bugging you. It doesn't have to be a bug. It can be anything. Give your fear, your thing that bugs you, a name. One kid I worked with named his fear Evil Bob. He could talk back saying, "Go away, Evil Bob. You come to me and you lie to me and I'm not going to listen to you anymore."
Evil Bob is a great name.
There you are. Did you find a nice bush to make friends with?
Yeah. I was just doing some research on the Dryopteris carthusinia, known as the toothed wood fern.
Right, right. Dr. David is also an herbologist.
What's a herbologist?
That's a plant expert.
Oh, are you really?
No. He's just kidding.
But with the way he studies plants, he should be.
Anyway, I just told the kids the story about the moth in my ear and how they should give their thing that bugs them a name.
Cool. Do you guys know how this works? You name your fear with a nickname and pick fun at it. Fear can seem really powerful, so using some humor can bring it down to size. For example, one kid pictured his fear as a car, like one of those mean cars in the Disney movie Cars. He saw it small and would push it off a cliff and watch it crash down the hill. Use your imagination. Can anybody tell us what you named your fear and how you see it?
Just thinking about this makes me feel better already. I picture my fear, Scaredy Sam, being like a mosquito who comes and bugs me at night. He has beady eyes, big nose, and when he talks, he has a voice that makes me want to swat him. So I picture myself swatting him away. I imagine him splatting onto the wall with eyes rolling around cross-eyed like marbles.
That's funny. I picture my fear, Worried Wendy, as being a witch. She has the raspy voice like witches you see in movies. And she says like this, "Your mother is late picking you up, so something bad must have happened to her, and you will be left alone forever." Last night I told her it was time to melt and leave me alone.
That's awesome!
Yeah, you guys are totally getting the hang of this.